This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanksgiving week, everybody, as we're getting ready for the big day. There's a lot to be thankful for, and I hope that you keep that in your mind as you celebrate with friends or family, or even if you're by yourself, just think about things that have happened on the upside, because, boy, we have had a lot to deal with in almost the past 2 years. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us, as always, whether you're here for the first time or you've been here many, 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 many times. I'll tell you what, home for the holidays and getting there, not easy. It was just last week that we were talking about the chaos that erupted in Atlanta after there was the accidental gun discharge that happened at, I want to say, almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, which is one of our biggest in the United States, if any of you have been through there, whether you're an international person listening or you're somebody in the United States. I have been through there many, many times. As I was speaking before the pandemic in Georgia a lot, it's a wonderful airport, but boy, they sure seem to have problems there, and maybe it's because of the amount of people that go through, and it's not that they have problems every day, but it's just that it seems to be an airport where sometimes it's targeted. So this was a gun that went off accidentally through the TSA. Can you imagine everybody ducking, people running out of the airport, and of course it was discovered while X-raying a passenger's bag at the main checkpoint. When they started a bag search, the officer opened the compartment that contained what was there, the gun. The passenger lunged into the bag, grabbed the firearm, and then it discharged. So they're calling it an accidental discharge. But again, imagine the chaos that happens. So passengers run out of the airport and duck and hide for cover. The passenger with the gun ran out of the airport exit with the gun, according to the TSA. So there was never an active shooter at the airport. The suspect was 42-year-old Kenny Wells, and you know, they're searching all over the place for Kenny Wells. So a noise sent, of course, social media into a wild frenzy, too, because there were videos posted to Twitter of the chaos. Ground stop temporarily halted flights to Atlanta from other airports around the country. They didn't get the all clear for almost 2 hours. So now people getting on planes being rearranged. At one of our biggest airports, you can only imagine. And just a quick side note to this, the TSA say that they've seized 391 firearms at that airport in the first 9 months of 2021. So that's up significantly from the 220 last year when the passenger counts were down, of course, because of the pandemic. So it's a big jump. And sometimes people forget they have it. Sometimes they want to take it and they're duh, they don't realize it. Who knows? But the bottom line is pretty scary. I mean, there's still, because of what happened on that day, there were still days later where flights were delayed tied to the airport. And as I said, just a fun fact, that airport is absolutely the busiest in the U.S. There are 110 million passengers in 2019. 10 million. Think about that. And of course, Thanksgiving holiday, crowded airports. There's going to be tons of people that are going to be coming through there. Even this is the day before, even on Thursday itself, and even Friday. Sometimes people celebrate with their immediate family, and then they take their family someplace else. It's a big time for like the Disney Worlds and Lands and all that kind of stuff. So really scary what happened. And again, it's like it makes you think. You always have to be prepared. What happens if something like that happens? You hear the pop, pop, pop. Are you ducking? You know, what are you doing? All right, speaking of ducking, this is Starbucks can't duck this. This is a really sad thing, actually, because who knows what the exposure is. And shockingly, you know, I'm not talking about COVID, but a New Jersey, because when you think of spread, right, a New Jersey Starbucks employee who went to work in November tested positive for hepatitis A and handled food, which may have exposed thousands. They say thousands because and this is scary to me because it's right where I grew up. And I have family and friends there. They may have exposed thousands of customers to the virus. This hepatitis A exposure could have hit anyone who visited Starbucks at 1490 Blackwood Clementon Road, and that happened in the beginning of November. That's what they're pumping out there for people. And I grew up in Camden County, so the Camden County Health Department was notified just last week about it, and they shut it down. But there are tons of people that go through Starbucks. We know it. It's, they're printing money there. So who knows how many people were affected and have no idea. So they're telling anybody who went through there, if you believe you're exposed to it, go get vaccinated against hepatitis A. Call the health department. And how many people are even getting that word? But they did say, because they've been trying to tell everyone, so far they've absolutely vaccinated at least 800 people. 800 people. That's the largest hepatitis A vaccine effort in New Jersey history. Wow. And the employee is in recovery. So how about that? And, you know, good for the people that are getting the word and they know they were exposed and they're doing something about it. But like I said, when you hear those words, what are you thinking? You're not thinking hepatitis A. You're not. And it is a scary, scary thing. So, wow. I know, starting off really strong here, right? So, look, we got to give you what people are talking about because I think it's important, and I know you do too. So some of you are doing the airport thing. I'm doing that as well. So I completely feel you. I booked the tickets to go to Florida to be with family. And, I know the craziness of how it is during the holidays, especially because we all are like rats trapped and we want to get out. But some of you definitely are doing the go to grandma's house, cousins, relatives, whatever, just go hang. And what are you paying for gas? You know, the national average gas prices, they just keep soaring. I saw somewhere in California it was like $5, and I thought, $5, you gotta be kidding me. And so, you know, it really just depends where, but gas prices are up, and what are you gonna do? I mean, we love it when they're down, but you gotta go somewhere. You gotta fill it up. That's what you got. And why are the prices high? Because gas prices across the U.S. are rising, because we've shot back with people on the road now, and it hasn't caught up, in other words. So refineries cut gas production during the pandemic, because they didn't have enough, they couldn't do it. There wasn't enough travel. But suddenly the drop in consumption created that glut of gas inventory, which helped lower the pump prices below too. Remember how nice that was? So now it's gone the reverse way. And remember the freeze in Texas that knocked off refining plants this past February, and that affected people also across the U.S. So gas demand returning faster than refinery production equals chaos, right? Hey, I'm thankful we have gas. So that's what I'm going to say. And I'm thankful for all of you, by the way. That's what Thanksgiving is about. Stay with us. We have much more coming on the flip side.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com. Alright, it's Thanksgiving, so I have to give you something I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I saw this story. The California School for the Deaf in Riverside, California, they are a team filled, of course, with deaf players. The Cubs is their nickname, and everybody, I think, now is starting to learn about their story. This last weekend, they trounce the Desert Christian Knights 84-12. I mean, they put in their second string players. I've seen a bunch of video about these guys. They're amazing. They look like any other team. If you had no idea, you wouldn't know. But you wouldn't hear sounds. You wouldn't hear the normal audibles that are called and whatnot. The sounds you hear are the crowds. That's it. There's no public address system. There's no play-by-play commentator to call out players' names after a touchdown or tackle or anything amazing that's happened. But people are paying attention to this incredible team of kids at a time when we need hope, at a time when we want to hear good stories. And this is really a good story. There are just 168 students at the high school. It goes from preschool through 12th grade. The Cubs play in an 8-player league designed for smaller schools, often in, you know, private institutions they're playing or in rural areas. Other 8-player schools include like the Thatcher Schools of Southern California. There is only one other deaf high school in the state, and they don't even play in the same division. So they're playing kids that can hear, obviously. But this football team's success has really created a buzz across the nation, but across the campus, and that's what's important. So it's a 63-acre campus, and it's just wonderful to hear of this story and hear about these players and what they're doing and how excited they are. And they say, we're playing for pride. We're playing because we love each other, and just we're like any other kids. We're like any other football team. And I guess that's the lesson in this, that they're like any other team, right?
And Riverside is a part of California that really has been hit hard by the pandemic. There's high unemployment. There's more than 5,000 people who have died. And so this Cub team has not only lifted the school, but that community there has been lifted by it. So the fact that they're in this position for the first time in 68 years, and the coaches and players say, because they're still going on with playoffs, etc., they feel like they're winners, and they are winners. And watching this team, whatever search engine you have, look them up. This is an incredible school, and it's an incredible team. Go Cubs. I am a Cubs fan. No matter what. All right, hey, coming up on the show, because we are thankful for so many things, including the fact that we've had the opportunity to interview so many wonderful people, incredible authors from all over the world who were trying to highlight their stories, whether it's autobiographies that we're highlighting, or novels, or something else that they've written, children's books, etc. Because, you know, to me, I think that's important, that I think everybody has a voice. And while we're talking about the important stories of the day, whatever's frustrating us politically, what's going on with the pandemic, what's happening in this country, what's happening globally that affects us all, the buzz in my backyard, the buzz in your backyard, thankfully there are good people that we can talk to, and there are great things that we can highlight, like that Cubs team that I just talked about. Well, something else that we highlighted that I think is worth you hearing from just the other week, it's Elijah's Law. And if you don't know the story about Elijah, we talk coming up here with Thomas Silvera. He lost his son Elijah in 2017, imagine, in the beginning of November, due to a food allergen that caused anaphylaxis. He and his wife had to be just amazingly grief-stricken. I know they were. I know the story, and we talked to him coming up. And he created a foundation to ensure that all infants and children with severe food allergies and asthma have safe spaces to learn and socialize in daycare centers. Because what do people know? And what do they know about what they're giving kids, you know, in daycare centers and schools? And along with the foundation, they've been working to create some changes in legislation. And he helped in passing Elijah's Law, which was signed in 2019. And there's some interesting things that they're doing to help develop a comprehensive anaphylaxis program to provide that space for infants and children. And I can only imagine what that's like. And thank goodness for Elijah's Law, because who knows how many kids would be saved by this. I have a very close cousin whose daughter had a peanut allergy, and you think, well, okay, peanuts, and you look at the obvious things, and there's more peanuts in food that you have no idea about. Luckily, she's a nurse, and they were on top of everything. But still, there were moments where they had to be so careful, and where they're unguarded and don't realize, and somebody gives them something. And so I understand that, and I know that from other people as well, with whatever the allergy might be. And think about young kids, you know, really super young, just a baby, just an infant, and, you know, who knows? This was a horrible, horrible accident. But you know, Elijah's death not in vain, because of this Elijah's Law, again, that I think will help so many people. So that interview is coming up next. But also, Peter Strauss, we had a chance to talk to him about the Britney Spears situation. So when I say Britney Spears, all of a sudden people started to learn more about conservatorship that they had no idea. What does conservatorship mean? I don't understand. What happened with Britney Spears and the Free Britney movement, all of her fans that realized what was going on, and the whole saga over Britney Spears, which you think, oh, well, she's a pop singer. But I think it's significant, and Peter Strauss explains the law, and he explained what was happening, and we talked about the Britney special that was streaming, and actually I watched that special with the Hubs, and we were both shocked, and we really felt for Britney Spears. You know, after talking to Pete, and then after watching that, you really get a sense of what she went through as a child and this pop star and this 13-year conservatorship. And luckily, It was just this month that it became official, just a few weeks ago, that a judge in Los Angeles ended that conservatorship, but she had been under it since 2008, and her father had full control over her personal, financial, and medical affairs, whatever they were. So the judge ruled that Britney Spears' current estate conservator would continue working to settle ongoing financial concerns related to the case. So the problem was she had a very public breakdown, and that gave, you know, then they started the conservatorship thing, and then it spiraled out of control. I mean, 13 years. I mean, it started a global, not just in the United States, a global Free Britney social media movement, the hashtag Free Britney. So the fact that that was finally ended, and some of the, if you see the special, it's still worth seeing it. It's really shocking what someone else can do to your life, whether you're famous or not. And while there are good reasons for it, there are so many things that people don't know, and the control aspect of it is absolutely crazy. And you think of how much money was spent and doled out on under her, on her behalf, supposedly, that you wonder, should that have even happened? And when you see this special, that's exactly what you, you know, that's exactly what you think. And thank goodness that it was just in June that she spoke for herself in the case, and it was live streamed, where you got a kind of a glimpse of what it's been like for the last 13 years. She spoke for like almost a half an hour, and she talked about her mental health struggles and forced work and her loss of control over her life, and you know what happened there and how this all happened. And it all started with, again, the fact that she was in a psychiatric hospital twice for mental health evaluation. She went willingly. And, you know, that led to ultimately what happened with her father and the conservatorship. And what, so what is it about? What does that mean? Why is it interesting to you to know exactly what a conservatorship does? I thought it was fascinating. And Peter Strauss is a top legal mind in this area especially. So we were happy to have him on the show earlier this year. And I'm going to let you hear that interview too as well. That's all coming up. And I'll say it again, thankful for all of you and all the emails that I get from you, that I receive. It's overwhelming. And remember, 24/7, Thanksgiving or not, you can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On a week when many people are traveling, including by air, the nation's attorney general is directing federal prosecutors to focus on federal crimes that happen on commercial airliners. AG Merrick Garland saying that he's got to answer the spree of violent outbursts that's been reported on planes around the nation lately, saying the Justice Department is concerned about this sudden rise in criminal behavior on planes, which he says puts passengers, flight
flight crews and attendants in danger. Some breaking news out of New York City, where a suspect's in custody after two NYPD officers were shot in the Bronx earlier this evening. The two are now at a hospital expected to recover.
Today I'm nominating Shalonda Young to be OMB director.
Currently acting director of Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young would be the first black woman to ever run the OMB if she's confirmed by the Senate. This is USA Radio News. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp issuing a statement after the verdicts come in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, saying Arbery was the victim of vigilantism that he says has no place in Georgia or America. The jury in the trial of the three men charged with killing Arbery finding the defendants guilty on most of the charges. One of the defense lawyers, though, wanted to say this about the clients right after the verdicts came in.
And I can tell you, honestly, these men are sorry for what happened to Ahmaud Arbery. They are sorry that he is dead.
The head of the CIA reportedly warned Russia of consequences if it's behind the Havana syndrome. That's the report of what CIA Director William Burns had to say to Russian officials when he visited Moscow earlier this month. Havana syndrome, the name that's been given to mysterious health incidents that have affected American officials and spies. Not much change in the Dow or the S&P on Wednesday, but the NASDAQ gained 70. And this is USA Radio News.
CardioFX from Yogevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Yogevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Thomas Silvera. You remember Elijah's Law. He's Elijah's father. And also Janice Molnar joins us. And Janice, you have a very long but important title. Tell us what you do for the state of New York.
I'm Deputy Commissioner for the Division of Child Care Services in the New York State Office of Children and Family Services. And what we do is we are the agency that regulates child daycare in New York State, among other things.
Yeah, and some of what we're going to talk about here is, Elijah's Law, obviously, and the question is your role in helping to pass legislation in New York, and where are we as far as all of that's concerned?
Well, the legislation passed in 2019, and one of the requirements of that legislation was that the New York State Department of Health and the New York State OCFS, the Office of Children and Family Services, worked together to develop an anaphylaxis policy to help providers, child daycare providers, recognize the signs and symptoms of a severe allergic reaction, create a healthcare plan that addresses what they plan to do about it, and if they have any children with known allergies, how they would prevent allergic reactions. And the law also requires training for all child daycare providers, of which there are about 14,000 in the state of New York, regulated by OCFS. So child care centers, school-age child care, family-based programs, all of them fall under the umbrella and are required to comply with this policy. And we passed regulations just last month that require compliance with the policy. So we hope that what it does is add an extra layer of protection to children and offer parents the assurance that their children will be safe.
Yeah, boy, so important. And as you mentioned, of course, Elijah's Law passed in 2019, and now it's, I think, the layers of what does that mean and the awareness. And because of Elijah's Law, I think it really has raised that level of awareness. Thomas, what does this mean to you now, even hearing Janice talk about this new statewide policy and how important this is and how many kids could be saved?
Wow, it's very important. Not just to my family, but to know that there are actually this level of protection for young children. You know, when a parent drops their kid off at school, you know, they want to have peace of mind, you know, picking up their kid and not receiving a phone call that, you know, that states that, you know, there's has been an emergency if your child has, you know, suffered an allergic reaction to something, you know. And, you know, after the passing of my son, you know, my wife and I, we, you know, I couldn't stress it enough, is that even in our grief, you know, we wanted to channel, take that grief and put it into action and try to, but we worked with local officials like Assemblyman Al Taylor and now Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin to put together a piece of legislation that becomes the staple and the gold standard of how child care centers should be monitoring and responding to the event of an allergic reaction and anaphylaxis, and having OCFS being on board and all of us pushing these types of guidelines so these centers can be in compliance. It just sends a big staple that, you know, New York knows what to do and how to implement programs that will put these in place to protect children who have food allergies or non-food allergy specifics.
Yeah, Thomas, tell us about the foundation that you've got and the commitment to developing comprehensive anaphylaxis programs to provide that safe learning environment for infants and children so parents don't have to go through what you and your wife went through.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not, you know, we don't want parents to be in the same group of people who have lost a child, you know, as ourselves, you know. And the Elijah Alavi Foundation was founded in my son's memory to ensure that all infant and children with severe food allergies have a safe space to learn and to socialize in their daycare centers. And, you know, working with a network of organizations and professionals, and also OCFS, providing this level of care and access to free education as well. Like, our foundation provides free education, you know, that helps you understand the signs and symptoms, how to mitigate risk. And with OCF's free training, these educators can have these access to get the access online and also understand it and take the training and also know that they have access to epinephrine, a free auto injector that they can, epinephrine auto injector that they can get for their childcare centers in the event of, you know, something happening to a child with an allergic reaction. You know, it's there for them to have that level of protection. It's so important. I'm always stressing, like, you know, when people go get their AED or their CPR certification, do you get it to get the job, or do you get it in the event you need to save someone's life? So this law is, it adds that gold standard and that level of protection to save someone's life.
Wow. I love it.
And if I could just add, so
go ahead.
I was just going to add that OCFS is partnering with Health First to make non-patient specific epinephrine auto injectors available to child care providers. Thomas mentioned them. So they're free, and each program, all 14,000 of them, can get two once they take the training. All they have to do is ask, and we will send it.
Wow, so important. I love that Thomas Janice said that, and you just piggybacked on it, that it's not just going through the, you know, memorizing the ropes of, okay, I'm qualifying for this. I think that will really, in a sense, and I don't know how to really phrase this right, but hold people accountable, hold their feet to the fire that, hey, I really know this, so that you don't end up in one of those situations. And I look at this legislation and how important it is, and I guess this is really a question for both of you, and I guess I'll start with you, Thomas. The legislation, I think, is the first of its kind. I don't know if it's been implemented in other parts of the country, but if it hasn't, would that be your push to help other people around the country be aware of it as well?
Yes. New York has set the gold standard of this legislation, and it is the very first of its kind to get done in New York State. And New York State championed everything that's been going on to push the momentum of Elijah's Law for these child care centers and so forth. And it is our goal to make sure that this law in other states are implemented as well. And it's our main goal, not just by state, but also as a national legislation, you know, because we need that level of care, that level of protection just for children. You know, the children, you know, not just for the children now, but those who are coming in within the future.
Yeah. And again, it goes back to what can happen that you just don't know what can happen. And so raising that level as to what happened with Elijah and how important this law is that was enacted in 2019 for everybody listening in the United States, about 1 in 13 children are impacted by food allergies. 1 in 13. That is such a high number. And Janice, for you, when you look at the legislation, it's all about sharing, right, and reaching out to other networks that may reach out to you to see how it's being implemented.
Right. And we are more than available as far as, you know, other states are concerned, questions from within New York State. We have a website that has a lot of information available on it about allergies in general, about severe allergic reactions, again, what to do, about the law, about the policy, at ocfs.ny.gov. So we encourage parents, not just providers, but parents and the general public to learn more about this very serious thing. As you mentioned, 1 in 13 kids, that's a lot of kids. And again, not all of them might even know that they have an allergy until they are exposed to that specific allergen. So it's really critical.
Absolutely.
Do what we can to get the word out.
Yeah, Thomas, last one for you. So for parents that are listening to this, and there are a lot, grandparents and aunts, et cetera, I know that I used to drop my nephew off at daycare all the time, and I wasn't asking a lot of questions. What questions should people be asking, and how, when they're looking for the right daycare, what should they do? Where should they go?
You know, Janice has said, they need to ask questions, ask their childcare, educators, their providers, have they been trained through OCFS? Do they have the stock at the non-patient specific stock epinephrine, which is a life-saving medication? You know, we strongly encourage these childcare programs to take advantage of everything that OCFS is offering, and, you know, and also what the Elijah Oliver V Foundation is offering as well. You know, there's so much information that can educate these centers and these educators to protect children. And, you know, going to ocfs.ny.gov and the Elijah Oliver V Foundation.org can provide you with getting direct information to OCFS, or providing you with the level of information to get educated as well.
Yeah. Thomas and Janice, thank you both for this interview. It's terrific. I think it's such important information. You've got the websites. Definitely inform yourself, people. And thank you both.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Coming up on Friday, there's a new documentary about Britney Spears, Framing Britney Spears. And it's streaming, I guess, on Hulu. But what's interesting about this, there's an interesting nugget about this. And it's in examining her life, it's taking a closer look at a couple of things. And of course, the conservatorship that she's been subjected to since 2008, when her psychological problems started to mount and they started to fill up all the tabloids. So it brought up something interesting to our attention, and the perfect person to talk about this is Peter Strauss. He is a senior partner at Pirro, Connor, and Strauss. And this is his bailiwick, if you will, or certainly one of them. So, Peter, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So let's talk about that word, conservatorship. Some people may be actually hearing that for the first time. What is it?
Well, conservatorship is the California term for guardianship. Here in New York and in many states, it's called guardianship. Many states, it's called conservatorship. But essentially, it is the same thing. It is a judicial process to name someone to essentially be your life manager. You can have a conservator or a guardian over your person for your personal needs, and or a conservator or guardian over your property management. And it usually requires a finding that you are, quote, incapacitated. meaning that you're unable to perform those tasks of life. You can't take care of yourself, you can't make healthcare decisions, or you can't manage your property. And it is not unusual for people who are celebrities to have psychiatric problems, medical problems. And then someone wants to intervene in your life because they think you need assistance. And the whole basis, the legal basis and theory behind guardianship is we have to balance a person's right to be independent, control their own lives, and even make bad decisions, provided they have the capacity to understand what's happening to them. And obviously, back in 2008, some judge in a proceeding in California decided Brittany could not perform those functions regarding her personal needs, her medical care, and managing her career, her finances. So here we are today, and just last December, a month ago, the court decided to extend the guardianship at least till September 3rd, 2021. So this is a challenge for all of us, because what do we do when we're in this situation? How do we defend ourselves? And even more importantly, how do we prevent it from happening to each one of us?
Yeah, boy, that's the first thing that popped into my mind. And you think of people getting older, and I know you specialize in that a lot. You're a founding member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. So
correct, and I teach guardianship law and run a guardianship clinic at New York Law School, and it's a big part of my law practice at Pierre O'Connor and Strauss, including trust and estates. But this is a big part of it, because we do elder law, and we work with a lot of aging people. And every time your children think you're not behaving properly, you know, can they go and have themselves appointed as your guardian and make decisions for you? You know, it's not about whether we like what our parents are doing. They have a right to make bad choices, even if it's harmful, provided they understand what's happening.
Yeah, so that's the key. You have to determine that. And how do you do that?
Well, this is what we try to reach out to our clients about, and that is having what we call advanced directives, legal documents that in the event you're not able to manage your finances, you have a power of attorney, possibly a revocable living trust to manage your property and your finances, and you pick the people that you would want to manage your financial affairs. You pick your agent under the power of attorney. You have a successor who you trust. You pick your trustee. You can be trustee of your own revocable trust until you become incapacitated, and then you have a trusted friend or family member take over. Same thing with healthcare decisions. Everyone should have a healthcare proxy, or in some states it's called a medical power of attorney. And they should pick the one who will carry out their wishes, not just decide what's best for the older person or the younger person with disabilities. Brittany was not an old person. She was a young person. So this can happen to any one of us. But if you have those tools, at least you have a chance of being independent to the greatest extent possible. Because the court won't appoint a conservator or guardian if you've made these arrangements. It's like a defense to the intervention by the state through the family member. It's a balance between autonomy and paternalism.
Oh, so it's so important to, no matter what age, it's so important to get these documents in place, really.
Absolutely correct, and particularly during the pandemic. I mean, we reached out to our clients in New York City and the Albany metropolitan area to tell them this was not the time to procrastinate. The lesson here is plan ahead. And maybe had Brittany selected the people that she would have wanted to manage her affairs, during, let's say she was in a psychiatric institution for a month or so, who would do the manage? Who would manage her life? Now, psychiatric issues are much more complicated. It is much more difficult, and I think properly so, to protect with strong rules about how you can be placed in a psychiatric facility against your will, an involuntary placement. And in some states here, like in New York, we have very strong protections for people. So a guardian can't even make an involuntary placement in a psychiatric facility in New York. Physicians have to determine that the person is at risk to themselves or others.
Yeah,
so the Britney Spears case is critical, and I know there's the Free Brittany movement, and maybe we'll learn more about the details, but most of the time these cases are private. But we do know that the guardianship is going to be continued at least till September 3rd of this year, and then presumably there will be another hearing, and the judge will have to decide whether it should be extended. You know, it's interesting. The current guardians are saying, well, we're not totally controlling Brittany's life. We're allowing her to perform and make records and do business deals. Well, if she's capable of doing all of that, maybe she doesn't need a conservator. You know, it's a two-edged sword here.
Right. And so I would think if you were, if whoever her lawyers are, or if she has them independent of that, that's what they would argue.
I certainly would hope so. I would.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too. It was making me think that you're almost like, and certainly I don't know much about her father, only all these crazy things we're reading, but then you're like the cash machine, and it's a whole different ball game there.
Correct. And the question is always, is the guardian acting in the best interests of the so-called incapacitated person? Now, in New York, we're moving away from designating people as incapacitated. Sometimes the judge will appoint someone to manage the affairs of a, quote, person in need, because there is a stigma to being declared to be incapacitated. Sometimes it can't be avoided. But we try to work out some kind of a reasonable compromise. But psychiatric issues are really very complicated. And, you know, I could go on with a lot of stories about parents who come in and talk about their child who's schizophrenic and takes medication for a while, and then believes the medication may be what's causing their problem, stops taking the medication, winds up back in a facility. So these are among the most difficult and sensitive cases that I have to deal with, and they're hard to deal with. So we'll see what happens with the Britney Spears case. The outsiders can't make a judgment, but I'm looking forward to this documentary tomorrow night. And then maybe we can talk again to
see what they say.
To see whether we've learned anything that we can't talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely. So people listening to this, I'm sure it's opening their minds to what they can do. So how do people get more information on conservatorships?
Well, we have a lot of webinars and articles on our website, fierolaw.com, that should be able to answer a lot of people's questions. There is, of course, a lot of information on the Internet. You have to be careful, obviously, that it comes from reliable sources. But we have National Academy of Law Attorneys has materials on our website. The American Bar Association has a commission on problems of aging based in Washington that has wonderful materials about guardianship. There are conferences every 10 years, I think, called the Wingspan conferences about guardianships, and they're wonderful reports. So there is information out there, but get it from a trusted source.
Yeah, that's great advice. Peter Strauss, what a delight to have you on. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.